Well, Steve, finally, Leeds United get a win at home. Well done.
Well, it was. I think it was deserved. I think I was disappointed we were still level at half-time. You know, you're thinking, here we go again. But we said to the players, remain patient, keep working as hard as they were working, which was at the top end of the band, and they got the reward.
You said yesterday you'd take a scruffy 1-0 win, but what a goal for a 1-0 win.
I think it was a special goal that we all come up with a phrase that's worthy of winning any match, but I don't think it was a scruffy 1-0 win. I think some of the quality of the play, especially in the first half, was outstanding. And really, we should be putting them to the sword then. But, you know, we're not doing things the easy way.
You know, you had to make a couple of changes tonight. You made three in total. They all seem to go quite well for you.
Well, you know, you have to judge it with your eye, really, don't you? I don't think there was too many people that expected young Alec Mowat to play or Scott to play. But I just looked at young Sam Byron on Sunday in training and Monday. And I just thought he looked a little bit tired from three games in 8 days. And he hadn't been in the picture to have three tough games in 8 days, two away on the road and one here in front of the cameras. Made it hard for him. And I think the other changes were quite easy. I wanted to bring the boy Mowat in, and I probably would have been, if I find so, you should have brought him in before, but it looks like I brought him in at the right time.
He contributed with goals last season. Is that obviously shown tonight what he can do? You'll be expecting more from him now.
Well, I was disappointed in him that he didn't take the first one on in the first half when it opened up for him, because I've sat here as a spectating manager watching teams, and I've watched Alex score from that kind of range, and with ease. He's got such quality. And so quietly said to him at half-time, if the opportunity does open up in the second half, let people shout at me if you kick a divot or you put it into the crowd, and you just try to do what you can do. And he hit one like that yesterday, probably not quite as good as that. But as soon as it left his foot, I knew the goalkeeper had a problem. It was a case of whether it was going to be under the bar.
You spoke about him not probably meeting the high standards he had last year. This is a shot in the arm for him, isn't it, to move on now?
Well, I think if you've got people around you every day that tell you you're not in the same form as last year, you start to believe it. I think if you've got, with young players, they'll always have a dip, but you have to remind them of how good they were in spells and how good they can be and how good they will be. And since I've come into the football club, young Alex has probably had another lease. He's suddenly on the way back up. And I've seen somebody quite talented and quite inspirational in training, and therefore he deserved the opportunity to come and play for this great football club.
People were concerned with Bamber out, how it was going to go defensively, but it's a clean sheet and a pretty comfortable one, really.
Yeah, so I think by all accounts, then you have to give credit to the back five. I think the goalkeeper had good hands tonight. His distribution at times wasn't where we needed it to be. But I think Bellucci and Cooper, I thought Cooper was outstanding, as was Berardi. And Scott Wooten was, apart from the odd pass in the second half when he gave it away sloppily, I thought the big fella did really well. So it doesn't mean, of course, that they'll be fresh and ready and getting picked on Saturday, but it means they've delivered a clean sheet. And if you deliver a clean sheet, you have a chance of winning football matches.
You mentioned stats the other day about Mirko Antonucci, the runs he was making. He's run himself into the ground for you tonight, hasn't he?
Yeah, I thought the front two were exceptional. I think if Chris Wood puts the ball in the net, and takes a little bit more time rather than trying to snatch at it, which comes from not having won at home in a long time and the pressure that the players can feel. But I think the front two caused real problems, and Antonucci was magnificent. He covered every blade of grass and would be very tired at the end.
And what about Luke Murphy? He had one of his best games for a while as well.
Well, when you get him off in a controlled area of the pitch, he can pass it and he can play. And He's a talented boy.
You've got some headaches now, haven't you? If you're going to be in brick cutting, you've got selection problems all of a sudden.
Well, you never have headaches. You have good options or good choices, and we need some other options. And that's not to discredit anyone here. It's in reality for the Championship, it's a very small squad, and so we have to just continually to make representations to Martin and. And at this minute in time, to Mr. Chirino, to say, can we strengthen, can we do this, can we do that? And it's my job as the manager to ask those questions.
It was a roar of relief at full time. It must be a great feeling for you to have finally got that home win here.
Well, last Thursday was followed by my birthday on the Friday, and I did tell my daughters in my 28 birthdays that I've had so far, that was the worst one. It was a bad 40 hours, but you know when you get feelings like tonight when you're winning, this club's no win for 8 months tomorrow. It's too long a time for such a magnificent support. You know, I've always said it about the club I love in Glasgow Celtic. The supporters are the lifeblood of any football club, and the supporters to turn up and I think nearly 19,000 again tonight after last Thursday and get right behind the team. And we needed them in that last 10 minutes and they were there.
There'll be 5,000 of them making the short trip to Huddersfield. It's set up nicely now, isn't it?
Well, it'll be a tough game at Huddersfield. We know the qualities that they've got. I know them particularly well. I know Chrissy well, so the manager over there. So we may shape a little bit differently. We may have, you know, different personnel, but we just want the same effort and application that we put into this match. And if we can do that, then we'll be pleased.
Russell Slade will be glad to see the back of you for a bit, won't he?
Well, you know, we've been old adversaries for many years. And listen, they came last season and beat my team 3-1 very comfortably. So it was nice, you know, to get a win. But it's not about Steve Evans and Russell. It's not even about Leeds United and Cardiff. It's about Leeds United tonight. We've got that win. The statisticians, I need to find someone else to write about now, other than we've no win at home. And I suppose they'll be writing on Saturday, we've only won one at home. So.